business cards? Check. Online show planner? Check. Advil? Check. Baby powder? Check. If you're preparing for Book Expo America, you'll need all of that and more. At least, that's the advice from the man responsible for the largest annual book trade fair in the United States. Welcome, everyone, to Copyright Clearance Center's podcast series, Beyond the Book. My name is Christopher Keneally. BEA Book Expo America arrives at the Jacob Javits Convention Center in New York City on Monday, June 4th. Joining me today to preview the week's programs and to talk about what's new at Book Expo America for 2012 is Steve Rosato, BEA Event Director. Steve, welcome to Beyond the Book.
Hi, Chris. It is fantastic to be here. Thanks a lot.
Well, it's great to have you join us today. We appreciate you taking time from what must be a rather busy schedule in the weeks ahead of the program to tell us about Book Expo America, returning again this year to the Javits Center with a lot new on the program. And I guess I really want to hear about it, and I'm sure the people listening want to as well. So for you, what are some of the exciting things that are going to be happening come June 3rd?
There's a ton of new and different going on. I guess I'll start with the two biggest shifts and changes in Book Expo this year. We are very excited about our Power Readers program, which is going to be welcoming exclusively 1,000 people from the reading world, consumers, into BEA for the first time ever. And to be honest, I was sort of surprised at how openly received it was by the community. I thought there's going to be a little bit more people concerned, but the more and more publishers I talk to, the more enthused they are about the prospect of a chance to interact directly with consumers.
What did they tell you? I mean, what was it that got them excited about this opportunity?
I mean, we have looked at it for years and just haven't figured out a way of doing it. I mean, BEA has always been a B2B show, but it's really evolved where it's about the books and authors more than anything else. And as publishers are building those relationships more and more through social media and engaging with consumers directly, a lot of the concerns have really eroded, I believe. And I think people who are much more forward-thinking and recognize that these are our consumers, these are our ultimate customers, and a chance to talk to them and get them excited about their products is a really good idea.
Well, I mean, given the changes in the business and the changes in the way that the media covers books, it makes a lot of sense because it's a much more direct relationship that publishers and authors have with their readers now.
Absolutely. And it's actually the people who have come forward and want to do giveaways, and Random House is the official sponsor, and they're putting together a number of wonderful programs, including even probably hosting a select group of them at their offices before BEA opens up, and then busing them down to Javits.
Wow.
So people are really embracing it, and I guess I was prepared for a little bit more easing into it. Book Expo has been around for a very long time, and publishing is a very traditional industry. But as things are changing rapidly, people are embracing the change rapidly, too.
Well, you call them power readers. How are we going to select, or how are we going to find these power readers?
If you go to the Book Expo America website, there is a tab on there that does say Power Readers on it. It tells you some of the stores that are selling tickets directly. And we went to a number of the great local New York bookstores like The Strand and Word and so on. I believe there's a dozen stores altogether. And they are pushing out promotional emails to their reader lists or to their customer lists. So we figured those are people who are already really avid readers, consumers, and it was a great place to start. And we're working with some publishers who have lists and so on. So we do think that those 1,000 tickets are going to be scooped up pretty quick.
Well, you know, I think they probably will, especially because the kind of authors you have giving presentations and the breakfast series and all the other programs. I mean, there's some big names coming to BEA in 2012. Just name a few for us.
I mean, we always joke that it's an embarrassment of riches, but this year is probably one of the best set of speakers we've ever had, particularly for the breakfast. Stephen Colbert, Juno Diaz, Barbara Kingsolver is the first breakfast with Joe Nesbitt. I'm trying to remember this accurately. We're moving the children's breakfast to Wednesday, which traditionally had been the lead one, but the ABA is doing their Kids Institute, Children's Institute program at BEA on Wednesday, so we moved all the children's programming to Wednesday. Chris Colfer from Glee has a book coming out, and he's going to be moderating it. But we have John Green, who's fantastic, Lois Lowry, and Cater Nelson. And the final breakfast on Thursday is being hosted by Kirstie Alley with Michael Chabon, Zadie Smith, and J.R. Moringer.
Well, as a Bostonian, we remember Kirstie Alley from her days at Cheers, but of course she's done a lot since then and been in the news much, so that will certainly draw a crowd, I'm sure. And then for some of the other programs, I know the name that sticks out for me and I'm going to try to make is Neil Young will be there.
I know, how could I forget that? We couldn't be more excited than that, and it's a bit different. He's having a dedicated event, sort of like a bring-your-own-lunch. It's free to anyone who wants to wander into the special events hall on Wednesday at noon. I'm sure we'll be playing some of Neil's music beforehand as people settle in and hopefully eat their lunch waiting for him to come out.
Well, it probably won't be hard to find that room. Just kind of follow the wailing guitars, and you'll make it there pretty easily. We are talking right now with Steve Rosato, who is the event director for Book Expo America, coming to the Javits Center on Monday, June 3rd for the weekend. And Steve, something else going on that is of interest to people who can't make it to the show itself, but we'll be able to see what's going on.
Correct. Our other really big initiative for this year is to stream a number of events live from Book Expo. So particularly all the author breakfasts and everything from the downtown stage will be streamed live. And then, of course, anything that once it's streamed, will be available on demand. There's going to be, we're working with a company called Livestream, and it's really a platform to, carry it easily via the web, but we actually just came back from meeting with them yesterday and had a really terrific meeting. It's fascinating the amount of things that they do. In their offices, they show us some of the other live stream events they have. There's a live cam from a pair of nesting hawks, and they get something like 5,000 viewers a day. People tune in to watch the hawks. But we assume the programming at BEA is going to be a little bit more compelling than the hawks, and people get a chance to watch it. And we'll be recording a lot more stuff that we'll be able to edit and post online for a few weeks after BEA, so the stuff will continue to pop on there, and people could consume it at their leisure.
Well, you know, one of the things that many people in the industry go to BEA for, apart from finding out what some of the big books are going to be in the coming season, is the education program that you put on. It's quite extensive, and it covers everything from new technologies to some of the issues that have been with us for a long time, including, I have to give a plug, copyright. So tell us about some of the education programs, and I believe you've refreshed that whole program this year.
Yeah, one of the things we thought was important is to sort of organize it in tracks so people could identify the content that's relevant to them, whether they're in PR or marketing or they have an international focus to their business. It's just going to make it easier for them to navigate and to know what's appropriate for them. We really got most of the content done about 6 weeks earlier than we typically do, and I also think that gives people a lot of chance to plan and see because we have some really terrific speakers. There's going to be a lot of focus on press and PR, sales and marketing. I'm just trying to think of some of the real highlights. It is fairly extensive. I go through the one other thing, part of that is we totally revamped our online tool. So people will be able to go in and print their schedules. They can create their own agendas and stuff, making it a lot easier to navigate the show and plan. We invested a lot in that last year, but there's a lot of bugs, and thankfully a lot of people came forward to share what some of the issues were. We're really pleased in doing some of the test driving this year. So you can search by day, you can search by track, you can search by authors to find out what's going on at the show. We hope to make it a lot easier, and people will be able to come out of BEA and take stuff back to their jobs. Particularly, there's going to be a lot of social media programming, like how to market a book through Facebook, how to leverage Twitter, things like that.
Right. And you know, Steve, I mean, it would be, expecting a lot of you to remember everything that's going on, but it reminds me of a line from Mae West. She said, too much of a good thing is simply wonderful. And I think that probably sums up what's going to be happening at BEA. And you've got a program going on the Book Week, now the Book and Media Week, and this takes BEA beyond the Javits Center.
It was one of the reasons. I mean, I know we're having consumers there at the show this year, but it was one of the means that we initially tried to engage consumers because we have such a wealth of talent that appears at the show and try and give them additional venues. But we've come up with some really cool and neat programming. It was a great way to engage Apple last year, who did 9 great events at 2 of their stores almost every day. And we've programmed some stuff very specifically that we do at New York Public Library. And this year, one of the things is going to be the New York Book Week Fantasy event. Richard Ford and Joyce Carol Oates are doing a conversation at the New York Center for Fiction. So there's a lot going on. It's something that, you know, we started very quietly, and it sort of has taken a life of its own, and it's really a way to engage the literary history of New York and leveraging the people that are in town for Book Expo and making it a far, far more cultural event than just a B2B event.
And finally, a piece of the program that I'm always interested in, citizen of the world that I am, is the Global Market Forum. And this year, you're welcoming publishers and authors from Russia.
Correct. They put together easily our most ambitious program. They're going to be bringing over 50 authors. 10 of the largest publishers from Russia will be there with Enforce, bringing their CEOs and a lot of their key staff. And they put together a really dynamic program. And it's both the professional program, which takes place on Monday, June 4th, starting at 9 o'clock, with an overview of the Russian book and publishing marketplace. Andrew Nirenberg is coming over from the UK. He's going to help moderate that panel. He actually has an office in Moscow, but it will talk about a lot of the various infrastructures and where there's opportunities in literature, in children's publishing, translation, copyrights, and piracy. But it's a really terrific program. We'll have some very notable people from the U.S. and the leading figures from Russia.
Right, and certainly a marketplace of great interest. Is, you know, I guess the point there, Steve, is that publishing today, I mean, this is the largest trade book fair in the United States, but it very much looks out at the rest of the world. It's not just about what's happening you know, between the East Coast and the West Coast.
No, it's actually, BEA has gotten much more international over the last few years. And if you went back to maybe as recently as 2003, 2004, it was somewhere between 5 and 10%. And it always seems that our attendance sort of matches what happens on the show floor. And it's now between 18 and 20% of the show floor is represented by international exhibitors outside of North America. And it's the same for attendance, too. It's roughly between 18 and 20% of our attendance comes from abroad.
Well, that's really remarkable. Well, we've been chatting today with Steve Rosato, who is the event director for Book Expo America. Steve Rosato, thank you so much for joining us today on Beyond the Book.
Chris, thank you so much. This was a fantastic conversation. I look forward to seeing you and everyone else in New York, and I will be the guy running around with a radio and a cell phone typically going off at the same time.
Well, we will see you, but we won't bother you. How about that, Steve? Because we know you'll be busy.
No, I am there to be bothered. I love the chance to engage people and talk directly and hear from them, you know, what's good and what they like and also what's bad and what needs to be fixed. And people are really positive. And one of the great things about this job is the sense of ownership and passion people have for Book Expo. And I feel really privileged to be able to be in a spot to lead it. And a lot of people have a lot of faith in me, and that makes me feel good.
All right. Well, thank you again so much, Steve Rosato, Event Director for Book Expo America. Beyond the Book is produced by Copyright Clearance Center, a global rights broker for the world's most sought-after materials, including millions of books and ebooks, journals, newspapers, magazines, and blogs, as well as now images, movies, and television shows. You can follow Beyond the Book on Twitter, like Beyond the Book on Facebook, and subscribe to the free podcast series on iTunes or at our website, copyright.com/beyondthebook. Our engineer is Jeremy Brisky of Burst Marketing. He'll be there at Book Expo. We look forward to seeing him too. My name is Christopher Keneally. For all of us at Copyright Clearance Center, thanks for listening to Beyond the Book.